never trailed in that game. Kind of an interesting game, to say the least. 60-37, they pull out the victory. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on the win. I don't know if you've ever been a part of a game where your team jumped out with the first 27 points, but I think you had to be pretty happy about your team's performance today.
You know, they were ready to go. You know, we want to get to the winner's side so we can play at the college and that kind of stuff. You know, they had their goal in mind and what they wanted to do. And defensively, they were where they needed to be. They helped really well. And then offensively, we were attacking the basket and really drawing some fouls and getting ourselves to the free throw line. And, you know, did a really good job of doing the overall game plan for us.
That's where you're kind of going to leave me there with the defensive side. I think that was a pretty solid defense. And a lot of it was forced turnovers. And they missed some shots, but you had to make them shoot long range. And then all of a sudden, about, you know, mid-second quarter, all of a sudden they start hitting their threes. And then the third quarter, 16-point game. Did it kind of feel a little eerie there for a while?
You know, I did. We told them going into this that, you know, they were a three-point shooting team. They were going to shoot a lot of threes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the first quarter and a half, we didn't let them get very many shots. And then they started getting hot. And I was like, oh, this isn't good. And then, you know, we came out a little slow at the third quarter. And I was getting a little nervous there, but then, you know, we called a couple timeouts, we got everybody under control and figured out, and they came back and did a good job.
It looked like they could rotate their defense to a 3-2, and that's not, you don't see that too often this year.
No, we don't. We haven't seen very many zones, and so, you know, the first time to do that, we had to make sure everybody was on the same page and that kind of stuff. We weren't rebounding very well against the 3-2 to start. And then, you know, after we talked about it, got on the right game plan, the girls started attacking the basket. They started getting the rebounds, and, you know, we started getting some easy shots.
A big game for Erica. I know she's been looking to get that lit off the cylinder for her, and she tied a season high with 15 points, and that was, boy, that's huge for her confidence. And she did a lot of other things for you guys as well today.
You know, she's been doing other things besides scoring this year. She's, you know, works hard on defense and that kind of stuff. And she's been okay with that. You know, she knows she's the point guard. She's getting the ball to the girls with the open hand. But tonight, you know, she did her defense rebound, and she got to put a few points on the board too.
She didn't quite get to 20 free throws made today, but she was, you know, she was on her way there. Just didn't get enough fouls after the first quarter.
I know. I was like, they're going to foul. And sure enough, we get to a free throw line a lot, but not near as many as last year. But super proud of them.
Absolutely. That was a big win for you guys. You'll be in the semifinals tomorrow. Guaranteed. It's going to be Smoky Valley or Hutch Trinity, and I know they're going to play probably at 6 o'clock. And should be a pretty interesting game. I know Smoky Valley's got some pretty good stars on their team.
You know, you know, you never know what's going to happen at a tournament, who's going to win. But, yeah, Smoky Valley definitely has some really good players. They've got some height and long arms and that kind of stuff. So they'll definitely be a challenge. Don't know much about Hutch Trinity. But, you know, whatever we do, we're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to play another game for 32 minutes and just take the openings that we got. And these girls are going to come back, and they're going to be ready tomorrow.
Well, congratulations. You got your first win here in the tournament. You guys have never finished further, lower than fourth place in this tournament, so that's another year of that.
I know. You know, I just really like Sterling. They host a great tournament. It's a fun place to be, and, you know, your ultimate goal is to get to the college on championship day, and, you know, this year we're just going to take one game at a time, but, you know, hopefully we'll be in the championship game on Saturday too, but, you know, we're on the winner's side, and that's all that matters right now.
That's all that matters. Thanks again for the time here, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.